Cottage cheese is a result of the oldest process of cheese making known to mankind. In the 16th century, Dr. Thomas Muffet wrote a verse about cottage cheese that's become one of the standard Mother Goose rhymes. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. In Grandma's day, the family cow was led from the pasture and usually milked in the barnyard, with little regard for sanitation. The milk was placed in pans and kept warm behind the kitchen stove until it curdled. It was then placed on the pot-bellied stove to heat. Later, the contents were emptied into a flour sack, which hung under a faucet to drain. The curds were emptied into a pan and the so-called cottage cheese was ready to eat. With the passing of time, cheesemakers have greatly improved the process of making cottage cheese. Today it's produced with modern sanitary methods, packaged in colorful cartons, ready for immediate use. Appetizing, creamy, its uniform goodness is available in several styles or flavors. Large curd or flake cottage cheese, fully creamed. Small curd or country style, fully creamed. Small curd with fresh chive added. Large curd combined with delicious fruit. And small curd cottage cheese, lower in fat but higher in protein. A carefully planned and interesting process results in the finished carton of cottage cheese. These milk herds, grazing in lush fields of clover, produce quality milk for the Borden plants. Here's the modern Borden plant in Gustine, California. Cows and ranches are periodically inspected by health department officials, and highly qualified dairymen operate these ranches. The production of cottage cheese, one of nature's finest foods, has become a scientific business combining all phases of the dairy industry. At milking time, the cows are herded onto large concrete platforms and are thoroughly washed before they're allowed to enter the milking barn. After entering the barn, the cows are locked in their stanchions and are fed a scientific ration based on their milk production. The udder of each cow is thoroughly cleaned and dried before the milking machine is applied. This cow is the world champion, having produced 815 pounds of butter fat and 20,568 pounds of milk in her first 305 days of production. Enough milk to make over 3,000 pounds of cottage cheese. Milk from the milk machines is pushed by a pump through stainless steel pipe over a cooler and into a large refrigerated storage tank, later to be pumped into one of the Borden stainless steel tank trucks and rushed to the nearest Borden plant in the heart of the dairy country. The large tank truck enters the plant and milk is pumped from the truck into the plant's large storage units. At the same time, other Borden trucks pick up farmer's milk in 10-gallon cans and transport it to the nearest Borden processing plant, where it's placed on conveyors which carry the milk to the dumping platform. Each farmer's cans are numbered for identification so that his milk may be correctly sampled and weighed. An operator pours the cans of milk into a weigh tank, which has a capacity of 1,000 pounds. The correct weight of the milk is recorded, a sample is taken for butter fat and quality tests, and the milk is then pumped into large storage tanks. The emptied cans are washed, sterilized, and carried out of the plant on a conveyor which returns them to the trucks. Raw milk from the storage tanks is now pumped through a modern flash pasteurizer. Fat is separated from the milk. The non-fat portion, containing all the lactose, proteins, and minerals of milk, is now ready to be used in the making of cottage cheese. Each morning before dawn, the large stainless steel cottage cheese vats are sterilized and made ready to receive the non-fat milk. The milk flows into a vat directly from the pasteurizer at the correct temperature for cottage cheese making. When the vat is filled, it's ready for the setting process. An important step at this time is the addition of a culture, which is required to cause the milk to coagulate. The cheesemaker has entered a special culture room used only for the propagation of culture, and which is maintained in a sterile condition. The cheesemaker is transferring mother culture into sterilized milk. This culture is a pure strain of lactic acid organisms which grow readily in milk. During their growth, they change part of the milk sugar or lactose into lactic acid. This is all important in cheese manufacturing, since acid will cause milk to curdle. After each bottle of sterile milk has been inoculated, it's ripened in an incubator. On the following day, it's ready for transfer. Mother culture is added to a starter tank of sterile milk, where it's allowed to ripen overnight. The solution is then known as bulk starter. 40 to 50 gallons of bulk starter is added to each vat of milk in making cottage cheese. Then rennet or coagulator is added. After the addition of bulk starter and rennet, the milk is well agitated to thoroughly mix in the culture. The vats are then covered and the temperature of the milk is maintained. This is known as the setting period. After 4 to 5 hours, the culture organisms multiply in great numbers, producing lactic acid, which in combination with the rennet causes the milk to coagulate into a smooth, jelly-like curd. The cheesemaker watches the coagulation of the milk very carefully, for he must determine the exact time when the contents of the vat are ready for cutting. Letting the contents set too long may cause the curd to be tough and rubbery. Not allowing it to set long enough may cause the curd to be mushy or broken. A small scoop is used to test the smoothness and firmness of coagulation. A sample is placed in a filter bag and the whey is pressed out. A portion of this whey is then tested for acid content. When the correct body and acidity is reached, the vat is ready for cutting. Racks strung with stainless steel wire are used to cut the coagulated milk into small cubelets. Larger squares are used when making large curd cottage cheese, and smaller squares for the country-style curd. In order to produce a uniform product, great skill is required in cutting the curd. The cubelets of curd are allowed to set in the whey while heat in the form of steam is applied to the outside of the vats and the cooking process is started. During the cooking, the curd must be stirred constantly to prevent matting. The stirring must begin very gently in order to avoid breaking the curd into tiny uneven portions. Gradually, as the temperature rises, each cubelet of curd congeals on the surface and slowly expels whey from the center portion. The curd particles finally become firm enough so that mechanical agitators may take over the work of the stirring. As the cooking proceeds, the cheesemaker must continue his vigilance, testing the curd particles for consistency and temperature. The cooking is completed when the temperature reaches 130 to 140 degrees. The gate valve is then opened and the hot whey is drained from the vat. The whey is pumped to a storage vat and later used in making many commercial products. When the whey has been completely drawn from the vat, specially purified rinse water is added. The curd is agitated in the rinse water and the water drained from the vat. An ice water rinse follows, in which the curd is allowed to stand long enough to become chilled. The vat is then drained of the ice water. With special rakes, the finished curd is banked along the sides of the vat. The vat bottoms are sloped toward the center, allowing excess moisture to drain toward the gate valve. After the curd has thoroughly drained, it's known as dry curd and is ready to be removed from the vat. The dry curd is placed in large sterilized curd cans. The curd is covered with parchment paper and the can lids are applied. The dry curd is then taken to the refrigerator where it's further chilled to a temperature below 40 degrees. This temperature is maintained throughout the final processing. KP-Force takes over. All pipes, utensils, and vats must be thoroughly cleaned and sterilized before being used in the next day's operation. Dry curd is now ready for creaming and packaging. Curd cans enter the packaging room from the refrigerator on a conveyor. The curd is placed in the stainless steel mixing vat. As each can comes off the conveyor, it's mechanically lifted and tilted. Salt and a creaming mixture of fresh, homogenized cream is added to the dry curd and the ingredients are gently mixed by a special agitator until all the cream has been absorbed thoroughly by the dry curd. When the cottage cheese in the mixing vat is finished, it's pumped through stainless steel pipelines to a large hopper. Here, the cottage cheese is entering the hopper. The hopper is refrigerated to prevent the temperature of the cottage cheese from increasing during the packaging. The hopper has several spouts which feed mechanical fillers. Creamy cottage cheese flows down into each filler head, where the correct amount is injected into each carton. The mechanical capper places the lid on each carton and seals it. As cartons come off the conveyor from the filler, they are placed in corrugated cases. The cases are sealed and taken directly to the refrigerator where they're ready for delivery. A technician checks pH readings on the potentiometer. Each batch of cottage cheese is checked for acid content by this method. Constant checking of the product by many tests ensures high quality and uniform goodness. Other technicians are constantly checking samples of cottage cheese from various batches for bacterial contamination. Portions are added to a culture media on which bacteria grow. The portion is then incubated, and later bacteria colonies are counted with the use of a magnifying glass and a counter. A Magianier operator weighs cottage cheese on an analytical balance prior to testing the product for fat and moisture content. Finally, each batch of cottage cheese is carefully checked for flavor and texture. The many carefully planned steps and scientific procedures combine to produce cottage cheese of the highest quality. The cottage cheese is now ready for marketing. The efficient Borden salesman knows the potential of his product and stocks his truck well with all styles and flavors of cottage cheese. In the early light of morning, the Borden cottage cheese salesmen leave the warehouse for their respective routes to spend the day stocking merchant shelves with one of America's finest dairy products. Arriving at a busy market on his route, the Borden salesman prepares a selection of cottage cheese for delivery to his customer. The cottage cheese takes its place on the store shelves with other fine Borden products. Experienced shoppers know that Borden's cottage cheese is cottage cheese at its best. Just about everyone loves a tasty salad. Five delicious varieties of Borden's prize-winning cottage cheese are available for salads with an extra special touch. Taste delights with eye appeal. Yes, Borden's cottage cheese is a prize winner. A consistent gold medal award winner at the California State Fair, it's a consistently good top quality product. The creamy richness of Borden's cottage cheese has made these salad types American favorites. What could be tastier or easier to prepare than smooth, creamy Borden's cottage cheese and potato chips for snacks or served with hors d'oeuvre? And remember, cottage cheese has other uses. It makes a delicious and healthful addition to any meal as a part of the entree. Complete meals may be planned around this popular food product. Many doctors prescribe Borden's country-style cottage cheese for babies because of its bone-building qualities, its protein value, high calorie count, and calcium content. The obvious enthusiasm of this healthy, happy Borden baby is adequate proof of the delights to be found in a carton of Borden's cottage cheese, a prize-winning cheese for prize-winning babies. Youth must be served, and how better served?